Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Decade after decade, Dr. Jeffrey Burke informs, educates, and spreads the word on good health. It's time for the Power of Health. Here's Dr. Jeff.
I want to welcome everybody to the show, The Power of Health. You know, we're learning a lot as time goes by, and we're also learning a lot as we just read the news every single day. There's a lot of things that are out there, and we want to make sure on this show that we also bring you relevant topics, you know, topical conversation, things that are in the news today as well. Of course, with me today, I'm going to have two guests. My guest, Natasha Trenev, worldwide expert in probiotic health and the founder of the American Probiotic Industry, and Melissa Ramos, nutritionist and owner of Sexy Food Therapy. Melissa Ramos helps people feel sexy from the inside out with a focus on digestion and hormone balances. I want to welcome Natasha Trenev. Hello, Natasha.
Hello, Jeff. It's wonderful to be with you today.
You know, talking about the industry and what's going on in the world around us, you know, we are learning more and more every day about how the microbiota and controls our body in almost every single aspect. And we're being taught by pharma that the pharmaceutical is sometimes the only route. But we have to always remember that there are things going on around us every day. Like I'm sure everybody in the media has heard about Glenn Frey. It was a terrible passing of Glenn Frey from the Eagles. And, you know, that's just something that's in the media. But we can't just think about in the past and just in the future. We have to think about what's happening today.
Well, yes. You know, all I think people heard was that Glenn Frey had rheumatoid arthritis, and it was complicated by colitis, which is an inflammation of the large intestine or colon, and this, you know, led to pneumonia. And, you know, consequently, when you get two or three things going on at the same time, your body just caves in. And the most important thing, or the takeaway from this, is that it was his diet and his lack of natural approach to dealing with rheumatoid arthritis, because I think most doctors will agree that drugs are not made for lengthy use, because as in case with rheumatoid arthritis, it's an autoimmune suppressive drug, and that's probably what led to his colitis, which is a bleeding of the large intestine and can cause multiple other infections, and then pneumonia. And I think if we want to keep it simple, we should say that, and I think you can chime in, Jeffrey, that it's the sugar in our diet that is causing the pathogenic microorganisms to overtake the ecology in our gut and lead, depending on our genetic weakness or genetic predisposition, to things such as rheumatoid arthritis, and that we really need to look to diet, exercise, and the right probiotic supplementation to keep that ecosystem in a healthy state.
Well, the balance, it's about balance today. And, you know, we've been taught over the years that, you know, if you use an antibiotic, you try to reestablish your bacteria by eating a yogurt. And we have to remember that every single day, our body needs to find balance. And without the balance, we tilt to the left, we tilt to the right, and we are out of balance, actually kind of walking on a slant. And our immune system becomes weakened, our defense mechanisms become faulty. And then everything is connected in the body. It is definitely a domino effect that occurs when our body starts to live in this imbalanced state.
Yeah, and I think that all of us have to become much more aware, and that's where the question comes in. How is rheumatoid arthritis related to colitis and hormonal imbalance? And the point is that we're trying to make with the show, give you areas where, you know, the imbalance of good versus bad bacteria actually leads to all these problems. As a matter of fact, you know, some doctors are resorting to giving low-dose antibiotics over a length of time to try to get rid of the offending organism that's causing the immune system to make what we call an honest error. You know, all autoimmune disease is the immune system making an error and attacking body cells in lieu of the pathogen or the invader. And inflammation is the cause of this, because inflammation is the way the immune system tries to get rid of the invader, and it should have been a temporary action in order to heal the body. But unfortunately, what it has evolved in is that we have this chronic inflammation because these errors that the immune system has made persist, and then what we do is give people drugs to quiet down the immune system, which quiets down its hyperactivity, but then leaves us very vulnerable to other diseases. And I think that's the kind of thinking I want our listeners to engage in.
Well, the vulnerability of our body, that's a good point. I mean, it's very important, not only because of the fact that our body is in this negative balance state, but it's everything that we do. It's the food that we consume, the food stuff that we call our friend and our supporter, the sugar in our diet, the consumption of all of these things that are not building to the body at all, the stress levels, the inactivity, the negative attitudes, the moods, the imbalance of our hormones, all of these things every day will be and can be benefited if we can keep the harmonious state in our gut in balance. You know, we talk many times about how our body actually has this two-brain situation. Well, the one on our head, we probably use most of the time, in the brain and the foundation in our stomach, we're not giving it any support, and it's rebelling. And we're seeing these rebellions, and not just when we're older. We're seeing these rebellions all across, all demographics, all across the country. No matter what your financial status, what you do for a living, we're being taken down by our own imbalance.
Exactly. And whether as Melissa says, you want to feel sexy and good about your gut, or if you just want to wake up every morning and have the joy of life and feel like your body is being fueled, that's what we're talking about here, is that, you know, we have to stop looking at our body like we did maybe a Motorola phone 25 years ago. We really need to become proficient in understanding these microbes that play such an important role in our health, just the way we understand the operating systems of our iPhone. And some people may find that funny, but believe me, you're not going to enjoy your iPhone or anything else if you don't understand the operating systems and the most important place in your life, and that's your GI tract.
Very true. And it is a reestablishing of a mindset. And we are still trying to correct that mindset out there that was most of these things happen to people that are older. And that's not the truth anymore. Across the board, all ages, we need to be reestablishing with healthy probiotics, good healthy living, good food, good exercise. You know, you call it, I call it the healthy trinity, the powerful three that will help to reestablish the quality of our life. We have quantity. We have great quantity today, but quality, it does not run hand in hand.
Right, exactly. And that's exactly what we need to train our young people. We see from the time a child is born, we're seeing problems. We're seeing, you know, abuse of antibiotics, abuse of medicine, which is changing the microbiota and predisposing our children to a host of problems that carry them through their life.
Well, and, you know, and I love what you say about learning the big picture and, you know, listening to what's going on in the media. If we listen to the information around us and we actually take to heart the things that are happening right in front of us and sometimes in our own mirror every morning, and we listen to our bodies because they truly are talking to us.
Exactly. And I just want to leave the listeners with this, that as noted in a recent New York Times article, drug overdoses are driving up the death rate of young white adults in the United States to levels not seen since the end of the AIDS epidemic more than two decades ago. So, you know, this is something we should be thinking of, that, you know, we're seeing the rise of the causes of death. We're seeing these chronic illnesses from the time children are born. And so it's really up to us to educate us and not try to get that 30-second soundbite that we think is going to take care of all of our ills that we've generated on our body.
And I think I just kind of want to, you know, leave with one thing today. It's not about symptomatic cover-up. It's not about learning Band-Aid medicine. And it's not just about getting rid of the annoying symptoms that I know we want to get rid of because, you know, we don't suffer with the symptoms. It is about listening to body and getting a better foundation and helping to build our body from the inside out. And sometimes we have to make the changes. They're difficult, but they're well worth it. I want to thank everybody for being here today, of course, for tuning in and listening to the great show. I'm Dr. Jeffrey Burke, and this is The Power of Health on Radio MD. For more information on this segment and all my segments, visit the show page at radiomd.com. Coming up in my next segment, Natasha Trenev and Melissa Ramos, owner of Sexy Food Therapy, will be back to talk about good health, the gut, and great nutrition.